This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock, who dialed in to join us today. Good to have you here, Alan. He's with this week's Weekly Tech Update.
Good. Yeah, good to be here as always, David. So a little fun fact, since we talked about Thanksgiving, it takes 10 hours and 2 minutes. It's the length of time that the average American male would need to spend on the treadmill to burn the 4,500 calories consumed at the average Thanksgiving meal. It doesn't include late-night turkey sandwiches and second-day Thanksgiving festivals.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Well, it sounds like you're in the airport. Are you traveling again, by the way? Are you out and about?
I am out and about, but I'm not traveling.
Okay.
It's the quietest place I can find.
They're quite good. Well, makes you know, alive from Alan wherever he is at. Alice and I have done
on
these,
the road.
You know, on the road traveling. We've done our podcasts while in airports. So yeah, that works. But it's fine.
That's
I just
right.
had to ask. Sorry, some before someone else.
Where's
did.
Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Where
yeah.
is? Where is that? So, all right. What else you got?
If you want to participate in the industry, David always brings up different ways to participate. Well, I'm going to tell you about MSMO. They are searching for participants for their closing initiative. And so it's actually, they're going to be focusing on standardizing the pre-closing title document data sets. So if you want to get involved, just go to the MBA site or Google MSMO and you can find it and participate. Share some love, share some knowledge to everybody else. Yeah. So David, here's a technology solution that I really like these guys. They've done a lot and I continue to pop up in my data feed. So HousingWire spoke with the co-founder at HomeBot, and it was talking about how to make clients for life and using their technology and how to help through not only the entire home buying process, but actually being able to help with the life of the loan. And so what they talk about is keeping the loan officer connected with their past clients after the transaction, and really how HomeBot does is they track home values. They track loans, equity, and then they're helping the consumer understand all of that. And they call it a financial optionality with their home. And they said, at the end of the day, right, when's the best time to sell, rent, remodel, or refinance? So check it out, HomeBot. They got some really cool technology. And if you are a technology company and you want to add more value to your lenders because you want to help them with the life of the loan, then check them out, what they're doing. So, David, do you have what's called FOMO?
Yep.
So, it's a type of anxiety, right? It stems from the belief that others may be having more fun or doing better when you're not there. Well, Garth and our friends over at Stratmore have said that our industry is having a lot of FOMO. And their most recent research has found that mortgage lenders are not immune to sitting around or not sitting around. So here's what they said, a couple quick little things. They basically said better technology does not mean better profits. They said that people are forced to implement tech with a fear that they will be left behind. We were forced to digitalize with COVID, and they used 20 years of data to come up with this analysis. And what they ultimately found is there is no, N-O-Z-E-R-O, correlation between how much a company spends on technology and a lower fulfillment cost per loan or a higher net production income for banks and independents. So, if you feel like you're missing out, then go spend the money and get the right technology in there. But it doesn't end there, David. Moving on to a separate topic, I mentioned last week, right? And this is all on the same kind of thread. Technology can't replace the human touch. This was an article in 2017. Mm-hmm. And they said, while a machine can perform a given task often more efficiently than we can, it lacks the artistry in the activity. That the unique human ability to cater to the needs of the individual, right? How much do we keep talking about that in our industry? The fact that you will never replace loan officers. You may use data, you may enhance the experience, but people still matter. We should start a new hashtag, FOMO PSM. So fear of missing out and people still matter, right? Buy the technology, but the people still matter.
Anyways,
the other thing, David, kind of like saying, hey, the proof is in the pudding. We'll get this from ICE Mortgage Technology. Today's borrower expects the mortgage industry to be timely, customized, and digital, right, like we expect, so much so that 63% of consumers feel an online mortgage process would be easier than an in-person process, according to their most recent survey. And you'll need an offer a personalized consumer direct lending experience through the devices and communication channels, that's omni-channel, their preference, right? And we've been talking about this. We know this is the case. Well, EY.com says mortgage lending reaches an inflection point. Get this. Lenders need to harness their data and leverage innovative technologies to deliver an efficient and personalized home buying experience. Right? We're just singing the tune. And I'm not going to read all the points that EY mentioned, but I'm going to tell you this. They said it's a critical time, and decisions made will determine the winners and the losers, especially with being so competitive on rates. But ultimately, leverage data. That's their biggest point. Use the data to pre-fill applications. Use the data to personalize the experience. The same thing that Ellie Mae just said. Same thing that Garth was saying. So use this data. Data is king, as we always talk about. Right. So all great articles, EY.com, IceMortgageTechnology.com, StratmoreGroup.com, and HousingWire.com. Check out all those great articles. And next week, David, we're going to talk about who are the right leaders in your company to determine the technology that you need to do and your end of year health check that we talk about every December, as well as how to rotate, called rotating your tech team. So we'll talk about that next week. Otherwise, I hope everyone has a fantastic week.
Thanks for joining in. So good to have you here, Alan. Appreciate it. Thanks for the tech update, all the information and insights as well. So good job. Next week, we've got Odetta Krishik coming in from First American. I met Odetta going down the escalator at the conference after the Empower event and just struck up a conversation with her. I was so impressed with her and her comments. She is the deputy chief economist at First American. So I've invited her to come out of the podcast and share what she sees coming up as we look into the new year. We'll get some new perspective on that. Looking forward to having Odetta join us, so be sure to come back here next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Accelerate, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, and Lenders Toolkit, our special guest today. Good to have you with us, everybody. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.